Culture.
Book Review. The Real Game of Professional Tennis. What a Racket. The Racket by Connor Nyland.
The men's and women's finals at Wimbledon on July 14th are the biggest events in tennis. They each feature two of the world's best players competing for the oldest and most prestigious prize in the sport. But at around the same time, a dozen or so other professional tournaments will take place worldwide in far less glamorous settings, including Yash, Romania, and Tianjin, China. These small fry competitions are crucial because they cater to tennis's masses, players ranked anywhere between 100th and 2,000th in the world. They may be lowly ranked, but they are highly skilled. Tennis demands remarkable speed, hand-eye coordination, and mental fortitude. It is played by some 90 million players globally, making anyone in the top 2,000 a stellar talent. Yet those outside the top 100 rarely feel like stars. Life in professional tennis's outer orbit is drudgery, writes Connor Nyland. He would know. Between 2005 and 2012, the Irishman tried to escape the purgatory of lesser tennis tours. He could only briefly reach the rank of 129. His courtside account of these efforts serves as a crushing reminder of the grist from which sporting greatness emerges. It all starts with a horrifying gamble. To become a professional, childhood must be sacrificed, which is why Mr. Nyland's parents started him at the age of 5. But beginning young is no guarantee of success. As a 12-year-old playing in a European under-14 competition, Mr. Nyland defeated a Swiss boy called Roger Federer. Mr. Federer would go on to enjoy a legendary career, winning 20 Grand Slams. Mr. Nyland would struggle to qualify for them. While studying and playing tennis at the University of California, Berkeley, Mr. Nyland earned a degree in literature, which he puts to good use in describing his toil with humour and without self-pity. The life of a journeyman is quite literally that. Fringe tennis tournaments take place in the periphery. At one stage of his career, Mr. Nyland travelled from Granby, Canada, to Wrexham, Wales, and on to Bukhara, Uzbekistan, within weeks. Uncertainty and boredom compound the pain. Tournaments often entail more time spent waiting on the sidelines than playing. Players do not know when they will lose, and an early exit triggers costly last-minute bookings. Tennis is an intensely lonely pursuit, even for its champions. There are no teammates, coaches are not allowed on the court. In the lower tour, few players can afford a coach, let alone the masseurs and other staff who make up a top player's entourage. The common struggles do not instill any camaraderie among journeymen. They are loath to do anything that may hand their rivals a boost. Despite 7 years on tour, Mr. Nyland made no lasting friendships. Why then do lower-ranked players keep playing? It is not for the money, which is trivial at smaller tournaments. The winners of Wimbledon's singles titles this year will receive £2.7 million. That's $3.5 million each. The winner of the tournament in Tianjin will score just $3,600. During his career, Mr. Nyland earned a total of around $250,000, but after accounting for travel and other costs, he would have made more by coaching. Shortly after Mr. Nyland retired, tennis's global governing body estimated that less than 5% of all professionals broke even. Since then, there have been efforts to make the sport more equitable, but it remains heavily skewed towards the wealthy. Lower-ranked players carry on out of a combination of passion and hope, as Mr. Nyland did. A string of good performances can boost rankings, which can have a cascading effect. Higher-ranked players can enter bigger tournaments, but a drop in performance or an injury can be disastrous, precipitating a collapse in ranking. Few persevere for that long. The average tennis professional retires at the age of 27. At least on that measure, Mr. Nyland's career was a success. He retired at the age of 30. After fulfilling a deeply held ambition, he played at Wimbledon in 2011. He may have lost in the first round, but given his sacrifices and the odds, even getting there was a grand slam.